This is The Gay Agenda on Gay SA Radio, where you are family.
But we are still celebrating International Day Against Homophobia, and of course transphobia and biphobia. And we have a very interesting man on the line with us, a man who is running a boss blog. This blog, I've actually just recently discovered it, but I've been telling everyone about it. And yeah, how are you doing, Mike?
I'm good. And you?
I'm great. I'm fabulous. Happy Idaho, by the way.
Same. Even though it's not like really exciting here.
Yeah, Nigeria. I can imagine. Of course. You know, tell us a bit about yourself and what inspired you to start this blog.
I'm Mike Damon. Mm-hmm. Actually, I did because the environment, especially here in Nigeria, it's not very tolerant. Mm-hmm. You know. Of LGBT people, and looking at the media, you know, more especially here in Nigeria, hasn't really been, you know, very helpful in terms of reporting positively, you know, to, you know, about issues concerning LGBT. Mm-hmm. You know, so I looked at the whole situation and I decided to, you know, give voice, you know, to individuals who've suffered in one way or the other as a result of the anti-LGBT law that we have currently in the country. Mm-hmm. You know,
have you yourself suffered personally as a result of the anti-LGBTI laws in your country?
I wouldn't say directly, you know, that I have suffered any form of a, but I have been intimidated, you know, one or two times, you know, where some people, you know, have actually attacked me and collected certain items from me and claiming that, you know, I will be exposed if just in case I want to, you know, go on and, you know, do something about that. So I have been directly, you know, been intimidated as a result of the law that we have in the country currently.
Oh wow, yeah. Now, tell me, how have you been able to get away with this, Mike? This is quite amazing, because I mean, the laws are in place and the internet is regulated, and but you are still managing to do this from one of the most hostile areas in the world with regards to LGBTI laws. How are you managing?
Basically, I have been doing things on the ground. Uh-huh. You know, Nigeria isn't really so particular about sudden out certain activities online, especially. It's been, I actually did, because before I registered the domain that I use, that is nostringsng.com, I made certain inquiries about if just in case, uh-huh, if my website will be shut down. Basically, I am not, the platform is not registered with the Nigerian hosting, you know, company. So it's actually outside Nigeria. So I doubt if just in case anything comes up, if they'll be able to shut me down. So it's, I've been on the ground, you know, doing these things that I do on the ground, basically. So that's it.
Oh, great stuff, man. Well, I'm glad that you have been able to keep doing what you're doing and to remain a voice in Nigeria with regards to LGBTI issues. Now, I wanted to touch on some of the issues that you've covered on your blog recently. Obviously with the headline being the police arresting 6 suspected homosexuals in Edo State in Nigeria. What was up with that? Please give us a bit more background on that, because I know that they were paraded for the media, which also goes to show that the media in Nigeria is not exactly there to fight the discrimination that homosexuals are facing. In fact, they are happy to parade and to publish their names and their pictures. What's that all about?
So far, I have been able to consult with certain people. You know, we work with certain organizations that are, you know, supposed to handle issues like this. So I think from the information that I got recently, 2 people have been released. So I called this morning to find out from the lawyers that were directly involved in these issues. Uh-huh. And they said that they were going to see if the other guys would be released, but I have not heard anything from them so far. So I hope to call again today to find out conclusively what actually happened or what's going on.
Ah, oh, this is great. Your activism is so inspiring, and it's just so sad that your country's not making a big deal out of today being Idaho. But yeah, you know what? I think in time, in due time, do you believe that though that Nigeria will ever get to a point where the law allows and accepts LGBTI members?
Particularly, it's a very difficult thing right now for me to completely say entirely that there's hope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really difficult, you know, looking at the situation right now in the country and everything that's happening. A lot of people have actually lost, you know, their, you know, hopes, and some people are traveling and leaving the country, going to other countries where they can settle and, you know, have their peace of mind. But personally, I see that the things are changing, you know, with the efforts put together generally by activists all around, you know, the country, you know, the big voice that they've been able to put forth. I think things are gradually starting to change. So hopefully we should all be hopeful, especially here in Nigeria, that things are going to change, you know. So I'm hopeful.
Okay, I guess that's all, you know, it's a positive attitude to have. And just lastly, what would you like to say to the listeners of Gay SA Radio, anybody and everybody who is streaming now? I'm also just reading your story about WhatsApp. I'm adding same-sex emojis. What do you feel about that? And what would you like to say to our listeners here at Gay SA Radio?
I would say that it's a wonderful, Gay SA Radio is a wonderful thing that's happened to South Africa. I'm just hoping that something one day would happen, you know, like that in Nigeria fully. So it's a wonderful platform. I say everybody, you know, it doesn't really matter if you're LGBT or if you identify as LGBT or not. I think it's a great place to get all the information that one needs, you know, to really drive, you know, positivity around, you know, issues concerning the LGBTI persons. I think it's a great, wonderful, you know, initiative.
Oh, well, thank you so much. That was Mike Damon. Mike, we wish you all the best of luck. Please keep blogging, and yeah, we will keep reading your interesting blogs here on Gay SA Radio, and just letting people know that there is a voice coming out of Nigeria, a country that no one would expect anything of the sort to be happening, but you are doing it, and you are doing it so well. We just want to thank you and wish you the best of luck with all your future endeavors.
Thank you so much.
Have a good one, and happy Idaho.
Same.
Sure. And that was Mike Damon. As we were Skyping, we were Skyping with him from Nigeria. And as we were Skyping, I was actually going through his pictures on his blog. And oh my gosh, he is a cutie. I should have actually said something to that effect. But nonetheless, that was Mike Damon. You can follow his blog. You can go and check it out. It's quite an interesting blog. It's called No Strings NG. And he speaks about everything that's related to LGBTI individuals in Nigeria, one of the most hostile and strictest countries when it comes to laws and legislation that are meant to oppress and basically just suffocate anybody and everybody who's a member of the LGBTI community. So yeah, Mike, thank you so much for the great work that you're doing. We will continue to support you.
This is the Gay Agenda on Gay SA Radio.